Can you teach me? Stanley didn't know what he was talking about. Teach you what? To rock climb? Zero stared at him with penetrating eyes. What? Said Stanley. He was hot, tired, and sore. I want to learn to read and write, said Zero. Stanley let out a short laugh. He wasn't laughing at Zero. He was just surprised. All this time he had thought Zero was reading over his shoulder. Sorry, he said. I don't know how to teach. After digging all day, he didn't have the strength to try to teach Zero to read and write. He needed to save his energy for the people who counted. You don't have to teach me to write, said Zero. Just to read. I don't have anybody to write to. Sorry, Stanley said again. His muscles and hands weren't the only parts of his body that had toughened over the past several weeks. His heart had hardened as well. He finished his letter. He barely had enough moisture in his mouth to seal and stamp the envelope. It seemed that no matter how much water he drank, he was always thirsty.
I guess Camp Greenlake has really gotten to Stanley. He's being pretty nasty to Zero. And how much trouble could it be to help Zero learn how to read? All that hard work and tough conditions have definitely made Stanley harder and meaner. The author is also telling us something about Zero. He must feel frustrated and maybe a little embarrassed that he doesn't know how to read and write. No wonder he keeps to himself. Let's go on to chapter 19 on page 83.